I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, December 21. Coming up, University Hospital extends surgery hours, IDB official lauds Jamaica's growth efforts, and NIS advises pensioners of the early encashment of vouchers. The news in detail after this message.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
Now the news. The University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, has extended its surgery hours to 10 p.m., up from 4:30 p.m., as part of initiatives to reduce waiting time at the health facility. It forms part of the Ministry of Health's overall plan to improve healthcare delivery and reduce the waiting time for patients. Surgical procedures proposed for delivery through this extended period include uterine fibroids, hernias, hemorrhoids, prostate disease, gallstones, as well as colorectal procedures. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says in some instances, patients have been waiting for over 2 years for surgery.
The quality of the people who are involved in public health administration in this room and in the country could never be comfortable with the fact that as part of your mandate, we are falling short by allowing people to wait 2 years and more to get basic surgical procedure.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the launch of the initiative Wednesday at the UHWI. The University Hospital performs 10,000 surgical cases yearly. It's expected that the extension of surgery hours will result in an increase in the number of surgeries and ultimately a reduction in the backlog of cases. General Manager of the Inter-American Development Bank's Caribbean Country Department, Therese Turner-Jones, is expressing optimism about Jamaica's economic growth prospects going forward. She cites the fact that Jamaica has maintained a 7.5% surplus for 3.5 years in a row, adding that the country has met all quarterly targets under the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund.
I think the 2.2% positive growth in the third quarter year on year is harbinger of very positive things to come in this economy. Very happy to see that consumer sentiment and investor sentiment is turning the corner in Jamaica. This is exactly where we need to be. Congratulations, and we look forward to future business.
Ms. Turner-Jones says the country's performance to date augurs well for the future. A new water filtration system is expected to enhance the Scientific Research Council, SRC's, capacity to produce more disease-free planting material for selected food crops. The $500,000 system was provided by the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI. It will be used in the SRC's Biotechnology Plant Tissue Culture Unit to produce a higher volume of clean planting material, especially for root and tuber crops such as sweet potato, cassava, yam, and dasheen.
But we are very confident that this will impact positively on our reach and span of our tissue culture planting materials because it was a limiting factor.
Looking on enough water to 18,000 plants per week is significant because you have orders sometimes from one entity. They want about 100,000 clusters, it's about 300,000 plants. If you can't provide that water in a timely manner,
access,
you have challenges.
Executive Director of the SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley. He says the new equipment will save the SRC money, noting that the agency has been purchasing water for more than a year, costing up to $200,000 per month. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's advising National Insurance Scheme NIS pensioners of the early encashment of pension vouchers. All pension vouchers payable during the period December 26 to 31 may be encashed at the relevant post office from Thursday, December 22. Director of National Insurance Portia Magnus says it's best to encash the vouchers early.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has made arrangements with the Post and Telecommunications Department for the early encashment of pension vouchers.
Ms. Magnus says the National Commercial Bank, NCB, will only encash pension vouchers on or after the date payable. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.